The Siddur Snippet series is sponsored by Dr. Renan Jack Nussbaum, Refuah Shleimah Chol Yisrael, in particular Chananya Shmuel Lippa Ben Charnalea, and that all those looking for a Shidduch should find and meet their Bashert. We've concluded our introduction of Av Rabba, the second bracha that precedes Kriya Shema, and we discussed the significance. Shla HaKadosh says one should think about their children. Av Rabba, the bracha about the privilege of being the Am HaNivchar, what it means to be tapped as the chosen people, and the sacred duty, the covenantal community of learning and living Torah. Shlosha says, Av Rabba in particular should have kavana, one should think about children and grandchildren. We mentioned Rav Shturmbach quoted Rav Chaim Brisker when asked why there was no Musar Seder in Volozhin, said there was. All you had to do is watch the Netziv say Av Rabba, and that was the Musar Seder, the way the Netziv said these words. Such a holy, such a lofty, so beautiful, and in many ways, very, very relatable. We finished the bracha of Yotzar Ma'oros. We finished the bracha that acknowledges the great luminaries, the source of light. But there's a light that's even greater, shines even brighter than the luminaries, and that is the light of Torah. So Av Rabba, Avtanu Hashem Elokeinu, and Av Rabba, a great and an everlasting love. With such a love, Hashem loved us. The Kuzari writes, Rabbi Yehuda Halevi writes, that when a person says the bracha, when we say the words Av Rabba, a person should have in mind that Hashem's divine influence is especially directed at the Jewish people who receive it, he writes, as naturally as a mirror receives rays of light. That Av Rabba, you want to know the measure of Hashem's love? You know, parents, children measure how much a parent loves. What kind of afikoman present did they get? How much money do they spend on them? What kind of gifts do they shower them with? If we want to measure Hashem's love, Av Rabba, how do you know that Hashem loves us, such a profound and powerful and potent love? Because He gave us His Torah. Because He gave us the instruction manual for life. He gave us access to the blueprint of creation. And not only did He give us His Torah, but the Av Rabba, the Bucher B'Amo Yisrael B'Ava, is that Hashem's providence is even more directed, it's more specific when it comes to the Jewish people. Of course, Einod Melvado, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Almighty controls all heaven and earth, and nothing happens without His will. And yet, the Jewish people, we are privileged to receive His dominion, His providence, even more directly. Rav Yeruchim in his Das Chochmah U'Musar, in the first volume, he writes in Av Rabba, in this paragraph, in this bracha, we have many references to love. Ava, Chemla, Liachedcha Biava, love, love, love. Who knew that Judaism was such a mushy-gushy religion? Love, love, love. It's all about the love. So he explains that learning Torah, that first of all, the gift of Torah was the greatest love Hashem could have given us. And we reciprocate. When we learn His Torah, when we access His diary, when we listen to its values, its vision, its ideals, and its ideas, then we are reciprocating that love back to Him. The greatest expression of His love for us was gifting us the Torah. And the greatest reciprocation of that love is to embrace it, is to go all in on it, is to lean on it, and to rely on it. And therefore, it's synonymous. Ava and Torah, says Rav Yeruchim, go together. That's why the bracha that can halachically even replace at times Birchas HaTorah, as we spoke about, the bracha that acknowledges Torah, understandably, is all about love, because that is Hashem's love for us. It's how we show Him that love back. Ava is the same gematria as echad. When a person loves, when there's love between two people, when there's love even with an object, there's a union, there's a connection, there's an echad, there's a oneness, there's a unity. And therefore the bracha of receiving Torah reflects the Ava Rabba Haftanu, the great love. It's through love that we become echad. It's through love that we become united, that we become one. Chemla gedola visera chamalta aleinu. Chemla gedola. You recognize the word chemla from Moda'ani in the morning. Chemla means with great and abundant pity. Visera. The chemla, the type of pity we receive from Hashem, is Rachmanis, is kindness, is both gedola, it's great, and it's visera, it's abundant. What's the difference between gedola and visera? So the chemla gedola visera chamalta aleinu, with a great and abundant and profound love and pity and mercy, you showed us. What does that mean? So the Ivetz in his Siddur writes that Hashem shows us the kindness beyond what we deserve. Gedola v'yaseira, yaseira means beyond what we could possibly expect, beyond any entitlement, beyond what we could possibly anticipate. It's v'yaseira. And we look at our lives and we measure our lives each and every day. And if we think about how we failed and how we came up short and how we did not serve Him the way we could, and yet, despite that, we have such gifts and blessings and privileges. It's a yaseira. It's above and beyond anything that we can possibly expect, anything we can possibly deserve. The Gerel de Vilna Gaon, in his commentary on Shir Shirim, the first parak, he explains that this whole paragraph of Avar Abba reflects the roller coaster of the relationship that we had with Hashem that we've just read about in the Torah. The Gros says the beginning of Avar Abba corresponds with Matan Torah. Avar Abba, Avtanu Hashem Elokeinu, He loved us a great love when He gifted us and He granted us His Torah. And then the Chet HaEgel, we did not reciprocate. We were not loyal. And we had the great violation, the tragic error in judgment of the Chet HaEgel, of the mistake of the golden calf. And that's when we needed His Rachmanas. We desperately needed His pity, we needed His compassion, and we needed His willingness to receive our apology. And that, says the Gro, is the Chemla. Chemla is a generosity that comes after anger. Chesed is a generosity. Rachamim is a generosity. Chemla is a specific generosity. Chemla is a graciousness or a generosity that comes after anger. The Yesera, says the Gra, Chemla Gedola V'Yesera, the Yesera is that once we reconciled with Hashem, that relationship was not only restored to where it was greater than ever. There are many lessons and messages in this. We'll continue with it tomorrow night.